Today I'm going to focus on my experience of listening to objects in relation to my work as an artist and in the Foley studio. I'd like to begin with a quote taken from Ridley Walker by Russell Horan. Stones want to be listened to. When you're sitting on them, they will talk, and they will tell if you listen. They will tell what's in them, but you won't hear nothing what's there saying without you go as fast as a stone. What the first thing you notice about this quote is it's written in a kind of phonetic English, and the whole book is written in this way. And one of the most beautiful things about this book, I think, is the way that the phonetic language makes you listen to what you're reading as you're reading it. So it kind of slows you down and makes you encounter language in a really fresh way. And what that also does is makes you discover the world of the book in a fresh way, as if it really is this totally new world. So you're moving at this much slower pace through your voice, and then you're also having to rediscover your own language. So quite often you have to read something out loud because you don't understand what the hell it's saying. And when you hear it, then you understand and know where you are. And the other thing that I think is really beautiful about this quote is that it talks about listening to objects in a way that I think about a lot. So objects have a sound, objects have a voice, and that you need to change how you listen and change your way of listening or encountering them in order to listen properly. So this sort of need to change your perspective. And I think the language does that in this book, but I also think microphones do that. And I think in Foley, we do that all the time. So that's the sort of thing I want to talk about. Yeah, what does it mean to go as fast as a stone? And what's interesting is you often think of stones being slow because there's a lot of time, but Russell Horan talks about you needing to go really fast, that they move so fast that we can't actually ever keep up with it. So it's also this sort of change of pace. And I think change of scale as well is also really important. So today's focus, I'm going to talk about cover three main areas. The first is bodies and objects, or bodies or objects. I use them interchangeably. Listening for echoes and resonance. And the second is recording. And in recording, I think a lot about orientation and perspectives in listening. And then Foley, the idea of inhabiting the other and exaggerating the feel of a thing.